الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وكفى الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى صدق الله العظيم. So my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. And in this ayah, Allah is saying the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. Allah says, whatever you see in the skies and the earth, and whatever you see between them. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is controlling everything. And then Allah said, وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. And whatever is beneath a thara, that is also controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, did you ever thought about this ayah when you were reading Quran, that what is a thara means? What is tahta thara? Because I think all of you understand that ma fi samawati wal ard, sama means sky, ard means the earth, and wama bainahuma means whatever is between them. So all of us understand that this ayah means that whatever is in the sky and the earth and in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is controlling all that. But then, did you ever thought that what al-thara means? وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. And that whatever is beneath al-thara, that is also controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, our scholars of Quran have described to us what al-thara means. Al-thara means, brothers and sisters, you see this ocean? Beneath the ocean is the crust of the earth, and that crust is a very, very thick crust. You know, then beneath that crust is the fire. Beneath the crust is the fire, and then beneath that fire is another layer of crust. So you have that layer of crust, then the fire, then the crust of the earth, then above that is the water of ocean. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. What is beneath the thara, that thing, beneath the fire. So imagine, my dear brother and sister, the knowledge of Allah, the control of Allah, the ilm of Allah, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you and I, my dear brothers and sisters, if you put yourself in front of the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I are nothing, nothing. You know, you do not have any value. What value do we have? Nothing. Neither did we come in this world with our choice, nor are we going to do. Leave with our choice. Again, in Urdu, there's the shay that lai hayat, ai qaza, le chali chale. Lai hayat, hayat means life. Qaza means death. That lai hayat, meaning we came in this world whenever Allah intended. So lai hayat, and then ai qaza, le chali chale. Apni khushi na aaye, na apni khushi chale. It is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never intended to come in this world with our choice, nor are we going to leave this world with our choice. You know, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controlled our life before we were even born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling us now and after, and at the time of our death, it is Allah who would decide when we are going to leave. So it is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I, if you think that you are something, and ayyadu billah, then you are a foolish person. If you put yourself in front of the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brother, we do not have any value. It is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why when you make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, this is the biggest act that you can do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is that you put your whole body in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also the most revered thing in our body is our head. So you put your head on the floor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are saying, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Oh my Rabb, you are the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this act the most. That you gave your entire self to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So next time when you read Surah Taha and you read this word, وَمَا تَحْتَ ثَرَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala control and Allah ta'ala knows what is beneath a thara. So understand the thara is what? There is ocean. After the ocean is the crust of earth. And then after that is fire burning. There's fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have put after the crust of the earth. And then beneath that a small, that is a thara. You see? So this is Surah Taha. Now, regarding Surah Taha, one more ayah, brothers, before we move on to the next surah. In Surah Taha, brothers and sisters, there is a very eye-opening ayah. But again, if you are not among ghafileen, if you are a person who have a heart that is pumping blood in the sense that your heart is alive. So brothers, listen to this ayah, because this is one of the most, I would say, eye-opening ayah in Quran for people who want to understand this. If you don't want to understand, then nothing is an eye-opener to you. The ayah is, brothers, Man a'raza an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka. That is first part of the ayah. Allah said that a person who deliberately avoids learning from Quran hadith, meaning he closes his eyes. He said, I don't want to know anything about Quran hadith. I'm a Muslim, I was born in a Muslim family. That's it. I don't want, you know, just I will pray salat and all that, but I don't want to learn. I don't want to, al-ayadu billah, waste my time. You see, brother, think about it. That, you know, the ilm of deen is the most sacred of all branches of knowledge. There is a time, thanks to the Britishers and the French, when they colonized our country, they instilled this belief in our mind that the Maulvi Sahab, the Mullahs, the Imams, the Muazzin, the Ulamas who are teaching, they are good for nothing. Why? Because they are involved in ilm of Sharia. What is this? Nothing. Nothing. So the best knowledge became, al-ayadu billah, the lowest in our eyes in rank. So there was a time in our countries that where, you know, if you have a son and he would like to become a hafiz of Quran, it will be like an earthquake that will come in your family. Everybody will think, why, he's an intelligent guy, why do you want to make him a hafiz? Meaning if he's a dumb person, then okay, send him to a madrasa. If this guy is good for nothing, then make him a maulvi sahab. You know why? Because the very fact, and Rasulullah said, "Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an." The best person is that person who is teaching Quran and who is learning Quran and teaching. Rasulullah, "Khayrukum," the best person. In our eyes, al-'ayadu billah, he is the worst person, good for nothing. So what happened is that our fortunes turned. Now we became the worst among the worst as a nation. Allah is saying the same thing in this ayah. Man a'radha an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka. Allah said, if you will close your eyes, a'rad, if you will close your eyes towards Quran hadith, you said, no, I don't want to learn Quran hadith, I want to die ignorant about Quran hadith. That is a'rad an dhikri. That's why, brother, al-'ayadu billah, so many of us are so old, they don't know nothing about Quran. You are listening to Quran, but you don't even know the meaning of one single ayah of Quran. You know, there was one teacher who used to say that if the son, listen to this, if the son cannot understand the language of his father, it is something very strange. My son doesn't understand the language of father? How come? He said it is strange. But he said that it is more strange when the creation doesn't understand the language of the creator. Allah is Khaliq, this book is the book of Allah, your creator. You know everything but the language of your creator. Your language is not English. My language is not English, but I'm speaking to you. You know, but when it comes to Quran, very few among us, you are in this month of Ramadan, if you are attending Taraweeh every day, every night, you are going to listen to over 6,000 ayahs of Quran. You have already listened to more than 5,000 ayahs, only 5 just to go. So you have already listened to more than 5,000 ayahs. How many of those ayahs you understood? You know. So Allah is saying, "Man a'rada an," if you want to avoid learning Quran and Hadith, Allah says, "Okay, fine. Look, I'm going to do two things to you," and this is exactly what is happening to this ummah, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah, the first thing that I'm going to do is, "Fa'inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka." I will give you a pathetic life. I'm going to give you a terrible life in this world. Allah is talking to Muslims, not non-Muslims. Allah is saying, your life would be really miserable in this world. Why? Because you ignored, discarded Quran and Hadith. So no matter where Muslims will go, you know, non-Muslims are going to look down upon. They are going to look down upon Muslims. Why? Because these Muslims neglected, rejected, you know, understanding Quran and Hadith. So, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. First thing is that your life in this world would be miserable. 1.7 billion, the survey says, Muslims. The condition is in front of us. That's one. Second thing, brother, that would happen to Muslim is not in this world now. Is in Akhirah. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah saying, I am going to resurrect these people who never tried to understand Quran and Hadith. Remember that. And they died ignorant. They died ignorant of Quran and Hadith. They said, Maulvi sahab, you know, let him learn. None of. Although Quran and Hadith is not for Maulvi sahab only. It is for the entire ummah. So Allah is saying that on the day of Hashr, what I will do is that I will resurrect these people. A'ma. A'ma means blind. So these people come out of the graves blind. So qala rabbi lima hashartani a'ma. These people will say, oh my Rabb, where is our eyes? The body had been recreated. Today is the day of Hashr. Everybody is, but I cannot see anything. You know, where is the eyesight? Qala rabbi lima hashartani a'ma waqad kuntu basira. Although when I was living, I had eyesight. I used to see. So why am I resurrected blind? Now brother, look at the reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the reply, subhanallah. Allah said, قَالْ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيْتَهَا. Allah said, this is because I sent down my ayat, Quran and Hadith. Right? And you deliberately avoided it, discarded it from your life. So you forgot about my kalam. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Today you are going to be forgotten. I am not going to remember you. So my dear brothers, this is Quran. Go and check. This is in Surah Taha, in the last ayahs. This is a very powerful ayah. As I said to you earlier, if you really want to understand how important it is to learn Quran and Hadith, you know, you should remember this ayah. Again, two things Allah is saying. If you will not learn Quran and Hadith, one is that your life in this world would be miserable, and the second thing is that after your death on the day of Hajj, Allah will resurrect you blind. Also, the Mufassin have given other meanings to this as well, which is all these meanings are included, and that is that this ayah also includes Huffaz of Quran. Huffaz of Quran. Same thing, it's a part of that. That, you know, if a Hafiz remembered Quran and then forgot, then he is going to get a miserable life in this world, because he you know, the best ni'mah Quran was given to him and he forgot. He became neglectful, Allah took it away from his heart. So on the day of judgment, that Hafiz of Quran would be resurrected a'ma, blind. So that meaning is also included in that. So brothers, please, we should learn from these ayahs and start learning, brother. Every week, go to any sheikh that you think is knowledge. Go and learn. You know, just go and learn before it is too late. Okay, so this is Surah Taha. Now, after Surah Taha is Surah Anbiya, 17th juz. Again, brothers, in Surah Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had talked about many prophets. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Ismail, Ishaq alayhi salatu was salam, Yunus, Zakaria. But one or two ayahs quickly from Anbiya. You know, this is the month of dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that one of the most beautiful dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked is the dua that Yunus alayhi salatu was salam made in the stomach of that whale. And that is, Allah said, Wadhanun. Wadhanun is the laqab of Yunus. إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. That Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam left, long story, I don't want to go into that. But when he was swallowed by the whale, and he is in the stomach of the whale. So look, Allah is saying, فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, all darkness. The darkness of being inside the sea, then the darkness of being inside the stomach of the whale. So Allah is saying, in that darkness, He made this dua. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He made the dua that لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك, there's no God but You, O Allah. So, إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, I'm a sinner. A prophet said that. Allah says, I instantly accepted that dua. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah said, I instantly accepted that dua. And Allah ordered the whale to go to the shore, you know, and throw Yunus alayhi salam out of your stomach. So Abu Ulama's brother have written that among the ayah, the dua, the various duas of Quran, this dua, the dua of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, is a very, very powerful dua. Again, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Just this much. You know, just keep, the more you will do this dua, read this dua, the better, inshallah. And then in the same surah, brothers, Zakariya alayhi salam is mentioned. Now remember, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was given his son Yahya. And Yahya was given to Yusuf, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, when Zakariya was very old. And his wife was very old as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the reason why I decided to finally give them a son, although they have been asking for a son for such a long time, Allah think, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَا. Why? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Brothers, if you have a need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which all of us have, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning two things. Allah is saying, do these two things and I will fulfill your need. What Zakariya and his wife alayhi salatu wasalam were doing? They innam yusari'una fil khairat. They were doing every good act possible. And Allah is saying that they were competing with people in doing good deeds. So on one hand, they are childless. They are making dua day and night. But they have complete hope upon Allah. They kept on doing good. Right? And the second thing is, وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And they kept on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with fear and hope. Fear and hope. Fear and hope. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then I gave them the son Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So my dear brothers and sisters, keep on doing good deeds. Remember, brothers, we should not lose heart when people do bad to us. You know? The time is, brother, you do good and expect bad from the same person to whom you have done good. You know? Again, one shair in Urdu, for Urdu speakers, one shair said the same thing. He said, Maine jiski zindagi mein rang bhare. Dekhiye, maine jiski zindagi mein rang bhare, usne mere daman mein sang bhare. This is life. That you are trying to do good to people, but the same person will turn and backstab you. But the thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, keep on doing good deeds. Like Allah said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then Aisha radiallahu anha was accused by munafiqeen, and then one good Muslim accused Aisha radiallahu anha of committing adultery, al-'ayadhu billah. And this young man was supported financially by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, since he was a small yatim. He grew up on the money of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Imagine the heart of a father, how much broken it was when Abu Bakr heard that, okay, Abdullah ibn Ubay and other munafiqeen are, al-'ayadhu billah, accusing Aisha of adultery, but among them is this young man who lived on my money and I have been supporting him for years. So being a human being, he said to Allah, that Allah, he pledged to Allah, he said, Allah, that's it, I'm never going to have that person again. Allah reveals several ayat in the Quran. Allah said, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُلُّ الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ. Oh Abu Bakr, you are a person of fadl, meaning you are a very noble person. Let your heart not be broken. If that person had done something bad to you, you still keep on doing good to him. But this needs great courage. Great courage. Then Allah said, وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَسْفَحُ. Allah said, forgive that young man and try to forget what he said. This is very important, brothers. Do not even mention it. Wal yafu means forgive him. Wal yas, and then completely forget. Don't even talk about it. Allah said, Allah tuhibbuna yaghfir Allahu lakum. Don't you wish that your Rabb should forgive you as well? If you want that your Rabb should forgive, then forgive this young man as well. Same thing with Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, no, keep on doing good deeds. And do not expect good in return from those people whom you have done good to. So this is Surah Anbiya. One more ayah in Surah Anbiya, brothers and sisters. Regarding our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Anbiya, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It is in Surah Anbiya. Allah said, the last ayah of Surah Anbiya, Allah said, I have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except and a source of mercy for all the worlds. Brothers, we can keep on talking about how the Rasulullah was a source of mercy. You know, we can keep on, it will not end, brothers. You and I can keep on exchanging our views, how Rasulullah, how much Rasulullah has been source of mercy. But brother, we have to believe in it. That truly and truly our Rasulullah, in every sense of the word, is a source of mercy, and he is a source of mercy till the day of judgment. Not only for you and me, but Allah said, lil alameen, for all the worlds. The life of Rasulullah is the best model for us, but only if we can understand. So after Surah Anbiya, brother, comes Surah Hajj. Yeah, Surah Hajj. Surah Hajj, the very first ayah, brothers, again an eye-opener for people who want to learn. Allah said, Ya ayyuhan nas, the first ayah of Surah Hajj. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. Again, Allah is not saying, Ya ayyuhaladheena amanu, because Qiyamah will come to everybody. Believers or non-believers. So, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. Inna zalzalata sa'a shay'un azim. O people, that moment when the earth will shake, the entire earth, not one country, one, no, but the entire earth will shake. Shay'un azim. This is a very, very big incident that is going to happen. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdhi'atin amma ardaat. Allah said, when that will happen, you will see complete chaos in the world. Allah gave few examples. Allah said, for example, at that time, a mother is breastfeeding her baby. She will leave her baby and run. She'll stop breastfeeding her baby, leave her and run. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And those women who are pregnant, you know, they will deliver their babies premature. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. And people, when they'll see the earth shaking, of course the seas will start, you know, overflowing. Everything will be, so when people will see the sea overflowing, The mountains, Allah is saying, are going to fly, you know, kal'ihnil manfush, like cotton. So the time that you will see this, Allah is saying that the eyes of the people would be such as if they are intoxicated. But Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, but they have not taken any drugs, they had not taken liquor. You know, وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, but that would be a terrible moment, the day of judgment. So these are the first two ayahs of Surah Al-Hajj. Then you keep on reading. Then within Surah Hajj, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one ayah, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah said that, O people, when I order you to do qurbani, for instance, you know, remember, neither the flesh nor the blood reaches Allah. It is the taqwa with which you are doing that act that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brother and sister, this the fasting that you and I are doing, Allah doesn't want our hunger and thirst, but Allah wants to see the taqwa with which we are following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah wants to see us to submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, you have said, you have ordered us to fast, we will fast. Allah said, this is what I want from you. Sami'na wa ata'na. I have heard Allah and we are going to obey. And then in Surah Hajj, one last ayah, brothers, in Surah Hajj, Ya ayyuhan nas. Ya ayyuhan nas, duriba mathalun fastami'u la. Again, Allah is not addressing Muslims only. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, because this is a challenge that Allah is giving to the whole mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, duriba mathalun fastami'u la. Allah saying, I am going to give you an example, so fastami'u la. Listen to this attentively. Istima' means not listening. Istima' means listening with attention. So fastami'ula. So Allah is saying, listen to this with attention. Innal ladhina tad'una min dunillah lan yakhluqu dhubaba walaw ijtama'ula. Allah is saying that if you are doing shirk with Allah, and our desi people, brother, when you go and make sajda to these idols, and you ask Al-A'adhu Billah, Bray P. Sahab and Dada Ganj Baksh and Muinuj and all these, you know, these are also gods that we have made, Al-A'adhu Billah. Allah is saying, when you call upon any power besides God, Allah is saying that, you know, these gods together cannot create a single fly. If all of them get together, they cannot create a single fly. وَإِنْ يَسْلُبُهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْهُ. And these mushrikeen, what they used to do is that, like Hindus still do this, and what they do is that they put food, different kind of food, especially sweets, in front of the idols. So Allah is saying then that if a bee comes, if a fly comes and eats something from that food, these gods are standing there, they cannot take that back. Allah thinks, ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Then Allah says, مَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. You people have not valued Allah as Allah should have been valued. مَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. You have not valued Allah as Allah should have been valued. Allah has created us. Allah is sustaining us. Why? Because Allah is our Rabb. All Allah wants us is that we should value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, in the end, I would like to clarify one more time. That when we say Allah is our Rabb, or when you read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that Allah is my Rabb. So remember, brothers, who is Rabb? Rabb is that power that created you. Right? And then after creating, He is sustaining you. Everything that we need to sustain ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing us in such a way that we are getting our sustenance from Allah day after day, year after year. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, in these days and nights of Ramadan, we should No, we should try to get the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unending. When you start learning about Quran and Hadith, brothers and sisters, it is a process that will keep on going till the day of judgment. Rasulullah said, "Utlubul ilm min al mahdi ila al lahd." Rasulullah said, "Gain the knowledge of Quran Hadith from the cradle to your grave." You cannot say, "I know everything now." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.